Now, tonight I want to talk about our relationship with God and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we have a lot of different relationships that we engage in throughout our life, from our parents, brothers and sisters, jobs, sports, school. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But there's no greater relationship that we can have that we want to really develop and work with than our relationship with God Almighty and with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let's talk about that. And I want to talk about that so our understanding is fruitful, so that our spiritual life can really flourish. You know, Jesus Christ offered so much for the benefit of man. And perhaps the most important thing that he accomplished for us is connecting us to God Almighty, the Heavenly Father, via the gift of Holy Spirit. And the scripture is very clear on Jesus Christ's efforts to do this and how he directed prayer to the Father through his name. And wow, to directly go to God Almighty. We don't have to go through any intermediator. We have a direct access via the gift of Holy Spirit, talking with God Almighty. You know, when you speak in tongues, that's a manifestation of the Spirit. It says in 1 Corinthians 14:2, you don't speak unto men when you speak in tongues, but you speak unto who?
God.
Not the mayor, not the governor, not the president, not anybody else, your church leader or whatever. You're talking directly to God. And what a joy that can be. And so I want to clarify some things with you tonight, and Jeannie's going to help me a little bit here, and maybe some of us, we have some verses we can read together along these lines, because the scriptures do encourage us to go straight to the Father through the name and authority of Jesus Christ. His efforts were aimed at giving us this direct access to God. Now, I know in many Christian circles, they pray to Jesus sometimes, right? You hear that sometimes. But really, there's no place in the scriptures where born-again ones are praying to Jesus. Mm-hmm. They're always praying to God. Jesus encouraged us to pray to the Father in his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have his name and that authority to go face-to-face with God Almighty in our request, which is phenomenal. It's amazing. But we don't pray to Jesus, and we don't see that in the Bible. John 15:16, the latter part of that verse, says that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. Right? Okay, and there's many other examples of how this works. So maybe we can look at some of these. You got a verse there you want to?
John 14:13 says, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And Jesus does it with the authority of being our intercessor. He goes to God on behalf of our request. So, and we identify with Jesus Christ. It's Christ's Spirit in us. The Spirit is called, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we identify in the Spirit. We have, you could say we have the DNA of Jesus Christ, because everything that Jesus had, we have. We're joint heirs with him. So we are to continue his work on this earth to bring people to the Father through the Son.
Yeah, amen. Let's look at some of these other scriptures too, especially in the church epistles, where we pray unto God. And I'm going to look at Romans 1, and then maybe I can get Philippians 4:6, Tom.
Sure.
Can you do 4:6? You want, Charlie, you want to? Oh, yeah, you don't have a Bible, do you? Yeah, a bottle of Tom's. Tom will help you with Colossians 1:3.
On Philippians?
No, Tom will do Philippians 4:6, and then he'll get you to 1:3. But I'm going to read Romans. Colossians, I'm sorry, Colossians 1:3. But let me read to you chapter 1, verse 8 through 10 in Romans. It says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. So we see we are praying to God. We thank God through Jesus Christ. And then, Tom, another example. I've got a list of them here in the newsletter. And we're just reading a few of them. Philippians 4:6. Tom, real loud, please.
Philippians 4:6, be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. See, to God, through Jesus Christ. And so we've got what? Colossians 1:3. Real loud, please.
Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
Okay, yeah. Praying to God through Jesus Christ. I mean, that is the pattern throughout the scriptures. And so that should be the pattern of our prayers. We pray to God with that wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And that's how it works. That's what how God set it up. We pray directly to God. And what a blessing that is. There's a great resource on this subject that Reverend Ken Petty put together. He did a seminar and a study guide titled, As He Is, What is Fellowship with Jesus Christ? And it's June 2016. Some of you might have taken it back then. Maybe have that syllabus available in your library. But let me quote to you some of the things that he says in there. This is page 101. He says, fellowship with Jesus Christ is realized by the consciousness of who he is in me and who I am in him through the indwelling spirit. He has come and now lives within me. End of quote. So our relationship with Jesus Christ now, because where is he now? He's at the right hand of the Father, right? He's at the right hand of the Father. And there are a couple verses. Hebrews, I'll just give you the references. Hebrews 7:25, which says, wherefore he's able to save to them the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So he makes intercession for the saints. And this is also stated in Romans 8:27. The latter part of the verse says, because he, Jesus, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So this is one thing he does, making intercession for us, which is pretty neat. And so, but our relationship is not directly to him as a person, but what he made available with the authority and his name to go directly to the Father. Okay? And that spirit that we have in us, it says in Colossians 1:27, it's Christ in you, right? The hope of glory.
He dwells in us.
Yeah, he dwells in us. Christ dwells in us. And what the reality of that dwelling is Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Page 9, Ken Petty says this. The fellowship we have with Jesus Christ is that by the Spirit we share with him in all he has received from the Father. This would include sharing in his access into the presence of God, which gives us confidence to pray to the Father in Jesus Christ's name. Okay? And then a third quote I have here, page 73 in the syllabus there. He says, if we in the church realize the amazing privilege and opportunity we have to pray to the Father and to speak and act in the name of Jesus Christ, we would walk with great power and authority. We represent him. So, you and I, as born-again ones, we identify with that Christ in us. And that's what gives us the power to walk. That gives us the power to do the signs, wonders, and miracles. That gives us the power to go to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ to request of him and to fellowship with him. So it really makes a difference. A couple verses along these lines. 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And who is that talking about that's in the world but the adversary, right? The devil. And who is in us? It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we are truly of God. We heard that in the manifestations, which was kind of neat. And as far as God's concerned, we're his little children. And we overcome the adversary all the time. But if we don't know this, if we don't claim this, if we don't walk with using the authority and the power of the name of Jesus Christ, then the devil's going to trick us. He's going to try to trip us up and mess with us. But we don't need him messing with us. And that's where we stand. We renew our mind to who we are in Christ and our authority in that name so that we can overcome them. Because truly greater is he that's in you, that Christ in us, than he, the devil, that's in the world. Pretty neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We got a wonderful God and Heavenly Father that has provided so much for us through the finished work of his Son, Jesus Christ. There's another great verse I want to share with you, 1 John 4:17. And it says here, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Now, when is the day of judgment?
Right now.
Right now. Man's day in and day out, we can have boldness day in and day out because of the love of God that's made us perfect. The love of God that we can have that boldness because as he is, as the verse goes on to say, because as he is, so are we in this world. And so, who is he? Or as he is the Lord Jesus Christ, right? He's very powerful. His name's above any and every name. And at some point, every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus Christ, right? So we claim these things. We take a stand on who we are in Christ. Oh, my goodness. Our spiritual life is fulfilled as we appropriately discern the roles of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, so that our prayers and our fellowship can truly be fruitful and joyous. So, boy, you just understand the simple relationship that we have with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and it makes for a beautiful walk.
Powerful.
A powerful walk, yes. And it's just simple and beautiful and wonderful. So
Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. So without the inspiration and the communion with God through the Spirit, you know, his ministry started when we received the Holy Spirit. So it was a powerful ministry that he had, and we carry out. But he says that the works that Jesus did, we shall do. Jesus said that. The works that I do, you shall do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto the Father. And how many more people can we heal? Can we step free? Can we share the truth? Help them get born again? Because there's so many of us that have Christ in us. So the multitude of what that greater is, that multitude of what we can do. And we can't, but we can't do it of my own self.
Yeah.
It's in the Spirit. It's in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that's within us. That's the power. That's our power base.
Yeah.
Not any how smart we are or anything else. It's not in the flesh. Of the flesh, we can do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the head of the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is the head of the church. And how does he function and work with us? Via the Spirit, the Christ in us. God will give direction via this line of communication, via the Spirit. That's why we have word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles, and healing. All these wonderful manifestations that give us power and abilities to do the work that we've been called to do. We're in the family of God. We're in the family business. And Jesus Christ is our big brother. And the reality of our relationship with him today is via the Spirit of God that we have within. And that allows us to go directly to the Father in the name of Jesus. So it's a great arrangement. And I wanted to make sure we got that clarified so that we can truly walk with great power and joy in our lives, okay? So, Father, thank you that you've provided such a beautiful arrangement that we can fellowship with you, and we have the power of Christ within, and we have that name above all names that we can go before you and work mightily with you, Father. So thank you for setting all this up and for working mightily in us so that we can do the work that you've called each and every one of us to do. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.